Good morning and welcome to the KGNC Golden Spread Agribusiness News Hour, the morning edition. I'm your host, Bryce Hudson, and today we're talking with our leading man with Texas AgriLife Extension, Mr. J.D. Ragland, a Randall County Extension agent down there in Canyon, Texas. How are you doing today, J.D.?
Doing great, Bryce. Good to be with you this morning. Always a pleasure to visit with you and the crew there at the station. We're looking forward to sharing some agricultural information today with all our listeners out there straight from Texas A&M AgriLife Extension.
Well, JD, it's always a pleasure to get to talk to you and see what's happening in the world of agriculture. I know we always start off talking a little bit about kind of how are the crops looking right now. We've gotten a little moisture, but recently this week we've just been hitting high 90s in the 90s, and it's been just hot and sunny. How are things still looking right now for those crops?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago when we went through various few days there of various rain episodes, again, we've talked about how the accumulation amounts varied depending on where you was at and where you was located. Man, like you said, this week turned off warmer temperature, haven't had any rain thus far. And once again, we've seen some response from the recent rains, but this last week has definitely kind of put the brakes on having our crops, finish out here. And definitely it doesn't take long when you get a 2 or 3 inch rain when we're still in a drought situation for that moisture that we get from a rain episode to be depleted fairly rapidly. And I think that's where we're at this time.
Well, JD, I know a huge part of Texas AgriLife is y'all always are reaching out to the producers and agriculturalists out there to see what issues y'all need to discuss, see what's happening out on the field or whatever is happening, crop insurance, everything else in between. You need to know what's going on. And I know that you've kind of done a survey for some of these producers up here in the panhandle. What are some of the things that you're seeing that producers are concerned about now and later on in the future?
Yeah, you bet. We each year about this time, as producers move into harvest mode, we already got 2023 on our minds. And we always try to conduct an evaluation with our producers to try to get feedback from them on, a couple of different areas. Number one, the critical issues that they're currently facing or feel like they'll be facing for the upcoming 2023 year. And then also, what are some major changes that they're planning to incorporate into their farm or ranching operations for 2023? We recently conducted that evaluation and got responses back addressing those two questions. We summarized the answers from the feedback that we've got, and here's what producers are telling us. In terms of critical issues for 2023, by far, bar none, drought management is still going to be a main concern. Producers are still going to be faced with the drought conditions. Even though we've had some recent rainfall, it's just been so dry for so long. Matter of fact, this year alone, 2022, has already been recorded to be worse than the biggest drought on history record, which is in 2011. So this one here is obviously taking its toll. There's many reasons and factors for that. First and foremost is just the escalation of input costs. It's definitely different now than it was in 2021. The extensive amount of drought days we've had surpasses 2011. And so therefore, with a lot of these factors that we're looking at, certainly 2023 will go down in history as the driest and most difficult crop growing year ever in history. So producers will still be faced with that as we move into 2023. They told us that on our survey. Also, they're also going to be faced with input cost again. Obviously, we've talked about the fuel prices. We've talked about fertilizer prices. it doesn't appear as we move into 2023 that either one of those are going to get a whole lot cheaper. So, again, the additional input cost is going to be a huge concern with our producers as they move into 2023. Depleting water supplies is certainly an issue that producers, I'm not saying have basically lost all their water, but there's no hidden secret in the ag industry that water supplies have been depleted. And we're going to have to look at alternative ways to be able to better utilize what water we have and take a hard look at the various different crops associated with that as well. And then, obviously, some weed issues is something that's a major concern of our producers as we move into 2023. Weed issues, we know we've got lots of weeds out there that's built up resistance. Producers are in constant need of new products and herbicides to be able to control those weeds. We need new chemistry makeup. There is some new products in terms of herbicides that's going to be readily available in 2023 for the very first time, and producers are going to want to take a look at those different types of herbicides to be able to incorporate into their farming operation. And then, of course, insects is always a concern as well, as it is each and every year. So producers will be faced with those issues again also. Producers are going to really want to have help and assistance with knowing about all various types of crop insurance and the cost associated with those. Obviously, you know, many of our finance institutions definitely are going to require insurance to be taken out, no doubt. But, you know, many of our producers will be going in to 2023 with some deficit. So they're going to be looking at ways to reduce costs, and that will have to encompass input costs as we get ready for the planting season in 2023.
Well, JD, we talked a little bit about this earlier of no matter what in the agricultural industry and actually throughout all industries in the United States, we're struggling with labor, whether it is to put somebody in the slaughterhouse to get ground beef out or getting somebody out there to, you know, help those farmers in need. Has agriculture here in the High Plains faced a lot of labor shortages?
Yeah, that's right. You know, farm labor is a huge issue, and it doesn't matter if we're talking about out on the farm or in a feed yard or on a dairy operation. Farm labor is getting hard to come by. You might ask, what can we do to be able to help that situation? Some of the things that we've talked about is better educating our youth. You know, generally speaking, we're talking, you know, generally we target the, you know, the junior or high school, graduating high school age level to be able to target that in terms of promoting agriculture. But we're going to have to look even further younger than that. Start establishing at an early age, say like maybe third, fourth grade level, a strong understanding of agriculture. Maybe incorporate programs where we train. And some of these are already in existence. I know that the Texas Cattle Feeders Association has a youth educational program to help train and educate young kids coming out of high school about the feed yard industry to prepare workers at an early age so that those that workforce can be filled with some of those that are already educated. So it's amazing to me, but Bryce, it's out there. You know this just like I do. How many young people, you know, in Randall and Potter County just have no concept of agriculture? And I think that's something that we need to make a priority, hopefully within our school systems, where kids get a better understanding and appreciation for agricultural as well. That's one of the things that we do at Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service And we need to continue to educate these young people so that they know ag and they're ready to be a part of ag when it comes time for them to enter the workforce.
And I got to extend on what JD said. You know, a huge thing, a lot of people have the misconception of agriculture just being sows, plows, and cows, and it's not. And, you know, we've got a vast majority of different agricultural sectors and realms. It's not all working on the farm or all working on the ranch, agribusiness, processing, research and development. So kiddos, especially get involved in FFA and 4-H, these, no matter what, if you want to be in agriculture or if not, it's an important thing and a skill, a life skill to understand where your food comes from, how you get it, and the process and the hard labor that goes behind it. I still think that's a huge, huge point, and I'm glad you brought that up, JD. And another thing we've kind of talked about off air was, are we about to see farmers kind of diversify their crops, change them up a little bit with this next year? Are we going to see some changes of what we grow up here in the High Plains and even in the South Plains?
Well, that's a good question, Bryce. And obviously, as producers move into the next season, that's always a big concern and a big issue of interest to all our producers each and every crop year. You know, it's unfortunate that in a lot of cases, and depending on where you're at as a producer and farming, you know, you might have more access to other options like underground water than others. Some folks are strictly limited to dry land situations. Some folks got limited water. And then some producers have a little bit above average water in some cases, depending on where you're at. So obviously that's going to dictate what a producer may or may be able to plant or something that will be a driving force in determining that next crop for that producer. But yes, I do think that producers are going to take a strong look at some, maybe I wouldn't necessarily call it alternative crop, but maybe changing crops. Predominantly where we've seen a lot of corn acres go in, I think in Randall County in particular, we're going to see a lot of corn production convert over to sorghum silage. We've got a lot of feed yards and a lot of dairy folks in our immediate area that's interested in that forage for feed. We can, that particular crop has a shorter window as opposed to corn, and those producers can get that sorghum silage and it can be bought or sold by the producer to a neighboring feed yard and or dairy. It doesn't take as long of a crop season to grow that sorghum silage, and feed is in high demand right now for our dairies and feed yards. So I think that we'll see producers moving some of our traditional corn acres that way over to sorghum silage just because feed's in high demand. It doesn't take quite as much water, and it is a shorter growing season as well. In the same breath, we might see some of our cotton acres move over to sorghum this next season. Now, that might not be the case in every place, but I know sorghum, you can plant it later. There's a lot of benefit. You know, it's less risky. It has a shorter growing season. You also can take it to harvest with, you know, in some cases, limited water or even no water at all if we get help from Mother Nature in terms of rainfall during a given season. So we might see some of those acres move over into sorghum from cotton this next crop season. But, yeah, we use the word alternative, and I think there's always an interest out there with producers to try to learn and see and investigate about potential new crops. But they know better than us, Bryce, what they know they can grow in that given immediate area. And traditionally, you know, for the most part, they'll stay within the box, but they'll certainly maybe be converting some acres over to one crop or another.
I could see that definitely coming up in the future, especially with the year that we're expecting for 2023, a lot of input costs, a lot of drought still. hopefully keep praying for some rain. We can get some because every little drop counts no matter what. Well, JD, if anybody has any questions about Texas AgriLife or needs to get out to an extension agent, how can they do so?
Yeah, Bryce, well, best way to reach us at the Randall County Extension Office, just give us a call. Our number there is 806-468-5543, or they can reach us on our website at randall.agrilife.org, or they can simply stop by anytime. We're located 200 North Brown Road. We're right there on Highway 60, just about a quarter of a mile west of the last red light. As you're there in Kenyon on Highway 60, as you're headed west, just stop by. We're right there on the south side of the highway. Come in, and we'll be glad to help, assist, and try to get answers for any questions and or issues anyone may have.
Well, JD, as always, a huge thank you for coming out, talking a little bit about agriculture and what we can expect in the future. So, again, thank you, and thank you to Texas AgriLife Extension.
You bet, Bryce. Always a pleasure to visit with you, and we look forward to visiting with you again next week.
Again, a huge shout-out and thank you to Mr. J.D. Ragland for always coming out, talking a little bit about agriculture in the world and the industry we live in every day. Can't thank him enough. Of course, don't forget to catch us this afternoon for the Afternoon Ag Show. We've got some more great content of Mr. J.D. Ragland, so make sure you catch it. You don't want to miss it. You can find more information on our website at kgncnewsnow.com. And, of course, our Facebook page, KGNC Agribusiness News. But until then, we'll catch you later on. I'm your host, Bryce Hudson, signing off.